Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, David DeJesus. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting third. The right fielder, Connor Jackson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Josh Willingham. Batting fifth. The DH, Hideki Matsui. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kevin Kouzmanoff. Batting seventh. The catcher, Kurt Suzuki. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Andy LaRoche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Cliff Pennington. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Brett Anderson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Juan Pierre. Batting second. The second baseman, Gordon Beckham. Batting third. The DH, Adam Dunn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carlos Quinton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Alex Rios. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ramon Castro. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Brent Morrell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Danks. And now, play ball. David DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. DeJesus strikes out. One out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Connor Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis moves to second. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Willingham strikes out. There goes Ellis. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Jackson. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Hideki Matsui is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Matsui hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Pierre bunts towards the mound. Anderson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Anderson fires to first and has Pierre trapped. There's the throw to Pennington, who tags Pierre for the out. One out. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Beckham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kouzmanoff fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Dunn takes first base on ball four. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Konerko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dunn moves to second. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Quinton hits a line drive beyond third. Kouzmanoff can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Dunn moves to third. Konerko moves to second. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Rios hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kouzmanoff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Kevin Kouzmanoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kouzmanoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Suzuki hits a line drive towards third. Morel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy LaRoche is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. LaRoche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kuzminoff fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ramon Castro is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pennington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brent Morel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pennington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cliff Pennington is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Pennington hits a line drive into left field. Pierre picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Pierre. Pennington moves to second. David DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. DeJesus is 0 for 1 in the game. DeJesus bunts towards the mound. Danks fields it and throws to first for the out. Pennington moves to third. One out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ellis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ellis strikes out. Two outs. Connor Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Pierre is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pierre hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Beckham is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckham strikes out. One out. Adam Dunn batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Anderson fires to first and has Pierre trapped. There's the throw to Pennington who tags Pierre for the out. Two outs. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Dunn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dunn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Willingham is 0 for 1 in the game. Willingham strikes out. One out. Hideki Matsui is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Matsui is 0 for 1 in the game. Matsui hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Kevin Kuzminoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Kuzminoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuzminoff hits a fly ball into right field. Quinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Suzuki is 0 for 1 in the game. Suzuki strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Konerko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kuzminoff fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Quinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Quinton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rios is 0-for-1 in the game. Rios strikes out. Two outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Quinton moves to second. Ramon Castro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Castro is 0-for-1 in the game. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy LaRoche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. LaRoche is 0-for-1 in the game. LaRoche hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cliff Pennington is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pennington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pennington strikes out. 1 out. David DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. DeJesus is 0-for-1 in the game. DeJesus hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Morel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a fly ball into left field. Pierre settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brent Morel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morel is 0-for-1 in the game. Morel hits a pop-up towards short. Pennington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pierre is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Pierre bunts towards the mound. Anderson juggles the ball. That's an error on Anderson. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Beckham is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckham hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Willingham. Beckham reaches second base with a double. Pierre goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dunn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dunn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Beckham moves to third. Two outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konerko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Konerko hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ellis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Connor Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. 1 out. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Willingham is 0-for-2 in the game. Willingham takes first base on ball 4. Hideki Matsui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matsui is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Matsui hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morel fields it, throws to second, with Ramirez covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Quinton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Quinton is hit by the pitch. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rios is 0-2 in the game. Rios hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Willingham. Rios reaches second base with a double. Quinton moves to third. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ramirez is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kousmanoff fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ramon Castro is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Castro is 0-2 in the game. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Quinton scores. Rios moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, White Sox. Brent Morel is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Morel is 0-2 in the game. Morel bunts towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Rios scores. Castro moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Pierre is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Pierre hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Castro moves to third. Craig Breslow now pitching. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Beckham is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Beckham hits a pop-up towards short. Pennington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Kevin Kousmanoff is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kousmanoff is 0-2 in the game. Kousmanoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Suzuki is 0-2 in the game. Suzuki takes first base on ball 4. Andy LaRoche is at the plate with a count of 1-2. LaRoche is 1-2 in the game, with a single. LaRoche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Dunn is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Dunn hits a ball on the ground towards first. LaRoche scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dunn for the out. One out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Konerko is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Konerko strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Quinton is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Quinton hits a fly ball into center field. De Jesus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Cliff Pennington is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Pennington is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Pennington takes first base on ball 4. David De Jesus is at the plate with a count of 3-2. De Jesus is 0-2 in the game. De Jesus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ellis is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Rios settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Brad Ziegler now pitching. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rios is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rios takes first base on ball 4. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rios. The throw from Suzuki and he is safe. Rios steals second. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez bunts towards the mound. Ziegler fields it and throws to first for the out. Rios moves to third. One out. Ramon Castro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Castro is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kuzminoff fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brent Morel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morel is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Morel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kuzminoff fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kuzminoff. Rios scores. Morel moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pierre is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Pierre takes first base on ball 4. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Beckham is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Beckham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chris Sale now pitching. Connor Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Rios. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Willingham is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Willingham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Hideki Matsui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matsui is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Matsui hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Willingham moves to second. Jesse Crane now pitching. Coco Crisp pinch runs for Hideki Matsui. Darrick Barton pinch hits for Kevin Kuzminoff. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Barton takes first base on ball 4. Willingham moves to third. Crisp moves to second. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Suzuki is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Suzuki strikes out. One out. Ryan Sweeney pinch hits for Andy LaRoche. Matt Thornton now pitching. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sweeney strikes out. Two outs. Cliff Pennington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pennington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willingham scores. Crisp scores. Barton moves to second. It's Athletics, 4, White Sox, 4. David DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 3 in the game. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Connor Jackson now playing third base. Darrick Barton now playing first base. Ryan Sweeney now playing right field. Grant Balfour now pitching. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Dunn strikes out. 1 out. Paul Konerko, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Konerko is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Konerko hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Suzuki settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Quinton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Quinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ellis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Connor Jackson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Josh Willingham, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Willingham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Willingham takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to second. Coco Crisp, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Crisp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Willingham moves to third. It's 5-4, Athletics. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Crisp. The throw from Castro and he is safe. Crisp steals second. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Barton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Barton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willingham scores. Crisp scores. It's 7-4, Athletics. Tony Peña now pitching. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Suzuki is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Suzuki strikes out. 2 outs. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Fuentes now pitching. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rios is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rios hits a line drive towards short. Pennington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Suzuki settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ramon Castro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Castro is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Castro strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.